Just coming up to 11:37, and I'm joined by Tori Sabarton, General Manager with Brentwood Care Centre. So good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Since last time we spoke, you have got married.
I did, to the lovely Daniel.
So was it a great day? You had a good day?
Oh, do you know, it was a really amazing day. So a small gathering of really our kind of family and our very, very closest friends, but it was really, really lovely, and it was great actually to kind of share the day with those people that we care and support in the home, because the bottom tier of our wedding cake came to the home the day after.
Oh, lovely.
Everybody had wedding cake. It was lovely.
Now, Brentwood Care Centre, you've got a great team there looking after the residents. It's a great family atmosphere as well. You've got dementia specialist care too. Lots of stuff always going on there. And you've also got a charity of the year that you support. So who is the charity this year?
The people that we support really wanted to do something special and really focus on a charity in the local community that we could see in the Brentwood area and have some contact with. So we presented those people that we support with a number of options for different charities, and they have chosen Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. We have a lot of residents here who absolutely take great joy and comfort in meeting and greeting new animals, and we certainly had a number of animals visit the home even during the pandemic time. And we really wanted to support a local charity with the hope that we're going to get down there in the summer. So Hopefield is our charity of the year, and we'll be doing lots of events during the oncoming year to raise money for them. So lots of things going on. I'm sure there'll be cake sales. And the residents are thinking about what they can do to support that charity. So they're going to be knitting things and making things and lots of arts and crafts and things, which we will obviously sell through the reception in the home. So, yeah, a great sort of sense of team spirit, absolutely, and looking forward to supporting Hopefield.
Now, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Just shouting that out to all the men and women out there that may be listening that need to know this, because if you forget and you're with somebody, oh dear, and you will be celebrating there.
We will be, yeah, and a message to Daniel, please don't forget, the first one is man and wife. But yes, we absolutely will, and we're hoping to have some very special arrangements for those people that have spouses, that one of them lives in our home, and we'll be inviting those people in to come and spend some special moments of time. But there's lots of crafting going on, and certainly, you know, the people here have been, again, thinking about what they can send out to their loved ones. Although they're seeing people regularly from their families and they're having those visits, lots of things planned in. And there's some lovely displays in the home currently, which is just around the essence of Valentine's, which essentially is about love, but also about kindness and friendship too, because love isn't just between two people that are married or partners. It's about, you know, that kind of support that we get from the people that are around us. So there's some lovely displays that we'll put up on our Facebook site a little bit later today, and certainly closer to Valentine's as well.
And as I always say, people who have lived have lived, and they've been in love, and they've had their first kiss, and they've done all sorts of things.
Yep.
You know, so when you go along, if you go along to see your grandparents, or you talk to somebody that's older, don't talk to them like they're a fool, because they've lived the life.
Absolutely.